This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Did you see the Kanye video over the weekend?
I did not. I saw that he put something out, and I saw a screenshot of it. I went to go back and watch it, and it already expired in his feed, in his timeline.
5 minutes. Kanye has made it painfully clear that he wants Kim back. And is there anything more gut-wrenching than... And we've all been in that situation where you've loved someone or you've loved something, and they don't love you back. And it's awful. It's even worse. It's even worse if then you were with that person and then they've left and they've gone on to somebody else and you love them. And that's where we're at right now. Kanye's 5 minute Thanksgiving prayer that he posted on Instagram. Kanye even admitted that he has made mistakes.
Yeah.
It's not letting me, I wanted to play that for you, and it's not allowing me to do it. But he said he had a problem with that. He says, I take accountability for my actions. The one thing that all my successes and all my failures have in common is me. And then he goes down and starts listing the failures. Now, this is somebody that is obviously, it's a bit of a rock bottom, you know?
That's true, yes.
Because that's usually when you want to start... You know, when you want to start coming clean on all this kind of thing. And so he was talking about alcohol. Then he said that, you know, in 2016, when he kind of went off the deep end, he said after he had his manic episode, he went on and off the meds, which his quote led him to be susceptible to other episodes. He was talking about politics, which Kim didn't like and didn't work out well. It may work. Let me see if we can. No, still no. That's interesting. Then he said when he ran for president, he wasn't ready and probably shouldn't have done that either.
That's the whole thing. Is like he, I, you've heard mixed reports. Like the meds were helping him because he has, you know, issues, and especially after his mom passed away years ago, like he's never dealt with that fully. And then all of a sudden, like, I can't even imagine, like, you're trying to just figure it out health-wise for yourself, let alone balancing four kids and a wife and like all that stuff. So I'm sure that he has multiple regrets in his life.
Fantastic insight right there.
Yeah.
It was really good. Honestly, it was really strong. I'm like,
I've studied yay. So
let me see if I can do this now.
All I think about every day is how I get my family back together and how I heal the pain that I've caused. I take accountability for my actions. New word alert, misactions. The one thing that all my successes and failures have in common is me. Let's start with A, alcohol. I would drink to take the stress away, to knock the edge off. Drinking affected my health and the health of people around me, because I already had a hair trigger temper, and this just heightened it. B, episodes. I went into a manic episode in 2016, and I was placed under heavy medication. Since then, I went on and off the medication, which left me susceptible to other episodes, which my wife and family and fans have had to endure.
Yeah, and he goes on and on and on. I mean, it's on and on. And he calls himself out over his ego and how he became a bit of a self-righteous Christian when he got saved. He says, I was arrogant with my Jesus, like I had just gotten me some Jesus at the Gucci store with a stimulus check. which is great. However, I don't think when you you know, when you do a 5-minute video with a choir in the back singing, I don't think that helps you on that whole ego thing.
No.
That doesn't tell me that you've necessarily been humbled. On the sad on the other sad side of this, after the video came out, Kim and Pete Davidson were spotted having breakfast at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Oh, good.
Which you're doing that on purpose, right? Because couldn't you just stay home and have breakfast and not get you know, do you have to go out for breakfast at the Beverly Hills Hotel and take selfies with Dutch tourists?
No, you do not have to do that. My only thought is, because Kim is not a vindictive person, there might be sly, you know, publicity here and everything like that. She's not a vindictive person. So the idea that she went out, like, she does not seem like the type that would do. I think she didn't know about it. I don't think she knew about it. That's the only thing that explains it. And then they go out to breakfast and she's like, dang, now I just look like a jerk.
I disagree with the vindictive part.
Oh, I don't think she's a vindictive person.
Oh, I don't think you get there without having some of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's clean at all on that.
Y'all are just Kardashian haters right now. I think Kim's a saint right now.
So. I don't think that's a very exclusive club. I got to be honest. I think there's more than a few people.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.